ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. टुगेदर विल रिसाइट. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे. नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भुक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. So we are reading from Canto 11th, Chapter 3rd, entitled Liberation from the Illusory Energy, Text 41. Shri Rajo Uvacha Karma Yogam Vadatana Purusho Yena Samskritaha Viduyeha Shukarmani Neshkarmyam Vindate Param Karma Yogam Vadatana Purusho Yena Samskritaha Viduhuyeya Shukarmani Neshkarmyam Vindate Param. Shirajo Vacha Karma Yogam Vadatana Purusho Yena Samskritaha Viduheha Shukarmani Neshkarmyam Vindate Param. Shri Rajo Vacha Karma Yogam Vadatana Purusho Yena Samskritaha Viduhe Ashu Karmani Neshkarmyam Vindate Param. Shri Rajo Vacha Karma Yogam Vadatana Purusho Yena Samskrita Viduhe Ashu Karmani Neshkarmyam Vindate Param. Matajis Shri Rajo Vacha Yogam Vadatana Purusho Yena Samskrita Viduheya Shukarmani Neshkarmyam Vindate Param. Shri Rajo Vacha, the king said, Karma Yogam, the practice of dovetailing one's work with the Supreme. Vadata, please tell. Na, us. Purusha, a person. Yen, by which. Samskritaha, being refined. Viduya, getting rid of. Iha, in this life. Ashu, quickly. Karmani, materialistic activities. Neshkarmyam, freedom from fruitive reactions. Vindate, enjoys. Param, transcendental. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. King Nimi said, O great sages, please speak to us about the process of Karma Yoga. Purified by this process of dedicating one's practical work to the Supreme, a person can very quickly free himself from all material activities, even in this life, and thus enjoy pure life on transcendental platform. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Nahi kaschit shanam api jatu tishthatte karma krit karyate hai avasha karma sarva prakriti jar guna. All men are forced to act helplessly according to the impulses born on the modes of material nature. Therefore, no one can refrain from doing something even for a moment. Since the living entity cannot remain inactive, he must learn to dedicate his activities to the Lord. Srila Prabhupada comments on this verse from Bhagavad Gita as follows. It is not a question of embodied life, but it is the nature of the soul to be always active. Without the presence of the spirit soul, the material body cannot move. The body is only a dead vehicle to be worked by the spirit soul, which is always active and cannot stop even for a moment. As such, the spirit soul has to be engaged in the good work of Krishna consciousness, otherwise it will be engaged in occupations dictated by illusory energy. In contact with material energy, the spirit soul acquires material modes, and to purify the soul from such affinities, it is necessary to engage in prescribed duties enjoined in the scriptures. But if the soul is engaged in his natural function of Krishna consciousness, whatever he is able to do is good for him. Ordinary people often question the busy activities of the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement, mistaking such activities to be ordinary material work. Srila Jiva Goswami has stated in this connection, Kamme karmani eva tejathani natu nitya nimittikani plasya eva vinindittatvat. One should give up selfish activities performed for one's personal sense gratification, since the result of such thoughtless work is further material bondage. But one should offer one's regular or occasional occupational duties to the Supreme Lord. And thus such activities become transcendental devotional service. By the word, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyate Jigyasu Shri Uttama, this chapter has clearly explained dovetailing one's work with the service of the Lord. This chapter has clearly explained that dovetailing one's work with the service of the Lord is an art one should learn at the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, if one whimsically declares his materialistic work to be transcendental devotional service, there will be no actual result. Therefore, according to Sri Jiva Goswami, one should not mistake the word nishkarmyam to indicate inactivity. Rather, it indicates transcendental activity under the guidance of the Lord and his representative. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Paritanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So King Nimi is asking in this sage, the sage Avirhotra, right, the nine great sages, he is asking one question to one sage. So in this particular text he is asking, please describe to me how one can dovetail one's activities with the Supreme, right, so that one can achieve Nishkarmyam, right? That means the platform of transcendence, right? The freedom from the fruitive reactions. So, I thought I'll just briefly discuss a little bit about this verse, since Sri Avirhotra will answer in great detail and then discussion will also follow. We are just at the question part. Right? So we'll just briefly discuss relevant to this particular question. And mainly I thought we will discuss the glories of questions. Right? Since the verse is Maharaj Nimi is asking the question. Right? So the importance of asking questions and various speakers asking various questions in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? So we'll discuss the glories of questions in the remaining part of our discussion. So first of all, we all know that we have material conditioning. So we have to dovetail that our conditioning in such a way that it can be purified. Right? So if you see Varnashram Dharma aims at dovetailing according to one's conditioned nature, whatever propensity one has. So dovetail one's activities so that one can gradually be purified and transcend. So the Varnashram Dharma is to be followed, and the goal ultimately is to transcend Varnashrama, right? And engage in the natural activities of soul. So one has to gradually do that, and most important aspect is that one should do that under the proper guidance, right? So the guidance of the spiritual master at every step is actually very much necessary. Even in the seventh canto, the duties of all the varnas and ashram are elaborately explained by Narad Muni to Yudhishthir Maharaj. There also this point comes out in a very, very clear way. It stands out that most important aspect of executing one's duties in Varnashram Dharma is that one should always remain under the control of the spiritual master at every step. That means one constantly receives guidance. How do one engages, which activities one should engage, in what attitude, and so on, with all the details, so that one remains on the right path of purification. Right? Here also, the disciples of Prabhupada are pointing out, they are quoting this verse, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyate Jigyasu Shre Uttama. This chapter has clearly explained that dovetailing one's work with the service of the Lord is an art one should learn at the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master. Okay, so this is a great art one should learn, and then one should refine also. Right? That means constant guidance is needed from the spiritual master in order to do that. Right? So, having said that, we will discuss the glories of the questions, right? Because Maharaj Nimi is asking very beautiful questions. Right? Usually we see in this world, in the academic world, we hear the glories of good answers, right? You go and see the billboard, this classes, that classes. Our students have scored very high. They are the top rankers because, you know, they gave brilliant answers, right? Usually no one glorifies, oh, the question, you know, when the question paper is tough, everyone denounces it, you know, kaisa khadus paper dal diya, you know, something or the other, you know, people actually, hardly we see that someone is really appreciating that what a great question or something. Usually people appreciate the answers in this world, right? But in the spiritual realm, the questions are also equally glorious, just like the answers. Right? So, Prabhupada writes at one place that how one should very carefully study the questions also, which are being asked in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, one should study the question, one should recite the question, one should memorize the question, one should chant the questions also. Right? Like, we just recited the question so many times. Right? So even this question is very, these questions are also very potent, actually. We can learn so much from the questions. In fact, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, one needs empowerment of the Lord to ask the right questions. He says one needs empowerment from the Lord. Prabhu yai sheraye paashe prabhu prashna kaila. Purve yai sheraye paashe prabhu prashna kaila. Tara shakte ramanand tara uttar dila. Previously, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked questions from Ramanand Rai, and by the empowerment of the Lord, Ramanand Rai gave very brilliant answers. Iha Prabhu Rashakte Prashna Kare Sanatan. Right, this is in the beginning of Sanatan Shiksha. So the Lord is saying, herein, by the empowerment of the Lord, Sanatan Goswami is asking, Iha Prabhu Prabhura Shakte Prashna Kare Sanatan. So it is by the empowerment of the Lord that Sanatan Goswami is asking such questions. Apane Mahaprabhu Kare Tattva Nirupan. And now the Lord Himself is going to speak about the Tattva, the Siddhanta, right, the conclusive truth. Right. He previously empowered, he asked the question himself and empowered Ramanand Rai to give the answers. Now he empowered Sanatan Goswami to ask the questions and he himself will speak the conclusive truths. Like that. So, you see this question of Sanatan Goswami, Prabhupada would quote so often in the lectures. Right? Ke ami ke mane amare jare tapatraye, iha nahi jani ke manohit hai. Ke ami, who am I? Why am I suffering? If I cannot understand this, cannot know this, how can I expect any benefit? Right? So like that. So very famous questions. Right? So now when Sanatana Goswami asks these questions, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies first. He says, Prabhu kahe Krishna kripa to mate purna hai, sab tatva jana tomar nahi tapatray. Lord says, you are the recipient of Lord Krishna's mercy. You understand all the tattvas. Right? Sab tatva jana tomar nahi tapatray. Threefold misery, they do not exist for you. Right? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies that. You are the recipient of the Lord's mercy. You know all the conclusive truths. For you there are no threefold miseries. Krishna Shakti Dhar Tumi Jana Tattva Bhav Jani Dardya Lagi Puche Sadhura Sabhav. So the Lord says, you are empowered by the Lord's Krishna Shakti Dhar Tumi. You are empowered by the Lord's mercy, by His Shakti. And you understand all the tattvas, all the conclusive truth. However, jani dardya lagi buche sadhu rasa bhav. Still, for the sake of strictness, you are inquiring. Right? So, a nice point comes about asking questions. One can inquire for the sake of strictness. Right? So, even one can ask the questions which he may himself have answered to someone. Right, like someone we preach, someone asks us questions, we answer the question. We can actually ask the same question to the superiors, right? Because in asking even the same questions, we will get better realizations. And not just that, we will get the conviction of the person who is speaking. Right? If some very senior devotees, when they speak, Even if we ask the question, we may think we may know the answer and we may have ourselves answered to somebody else. But still when we ask that same question, we will get better realization and we will get the conviction to follow. Right? We may know, but we always need conviction to follow. We always need increasing conviction to go on following that on the path of Krishna consciousness. Right? So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you are asking for the sake of strictness. Right? It's quite amazing that the residents of Kulinagram, they ask the same question thrice to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The same question, exactly the same. Right? Thrice they ask. And first year, second year, third year, like that. Three consecutive years, they ask. What do they ask? Grastha vishayami kimora sadhane shrimukhe agyakara prabhu nivedi charane. So they are saying, we are very fallen, we are attached to household life. How can we attain the perfection? Kimora sadhane. My Lord, please speak through your lotus mouth. Shri Mukhe Agyakara Prabhu Nivedi Charane. We beg at our lotus feet. And the Lord told them, Prabhu Kahe Krishna Seva Vaishnava Sevan Nirantara Kar Krishna Nama Sankirtan. That you should serve Krishna and you should serve the Vaishnavas and always you should chant the holy name of the Lord. And then they ask question, how can we recognize the Vaishnava? Right? So this set of question would reiterate. Every time they would ask, how can we perfect our life? And the Lord would answer that you should serve the Vaishnava and chant the holy name, in a sense. And then they would again ask, how can we recognize the Vaishnava? So the first year they asked, how can we recognize the Vaishnava? The Lord said, Prabhu kahe yar mukhe shuni ekabar, Krishna naam sahi puja shrishta sabakar. If you hear the holy name of the Lord even once coming out from a person's mouth, Sei Pujya Shrestha Sabakar, he is worshipable, he is the best among the humans. And then next year when they ask the same question, right, and the Lord said you should chant the holy name, serve the Vaishnavas, how can we recognize the Vaishnava? The Lord gave a little different answer the second year. Krishna naam nirantar yahara vadane sei vaishnav shrestha bhaj tahara charane. The Lord says, now if you hear Krishna's name constantly coming out of someone's mouth, first he said once, right? Now he's saying constantly coming out, right? He is the best among the Vaishnavas. Earlier he said he is the best among that person who chants, he is the best among the living entities in general, right? So now he says, a person who constantly chants, he is the best among the Vaishnavas. Sai Vaishnav Shrestha. And you should serve his lotus feet. And you should serve his lotus feet. Again, the third year, they ask the same question. Lord gives a similar reply. And then they say, how can we recognize the Vaishnava? The Lord gives further answer, you know, for the better realization. As we said, asking the same questions, we can get better and better realization. Right? So the Lord says, the next year, Yahara darshane mukhe aise Krishna naam tahare janiya tumi Vaishnava pradhan. So this time he says, upon seeing whom, not just he is himself chanting constantly, upon seeing whom people feel encouraged to chant. Yahara right? Darshane mukhe aise, that by his presence he inspires others to chant the holy name of the Lord. He is the best among all the Vaishnavas. He is the best among. So therefore, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the definition of a Kanishta Vaishnava, then Madhyam Vaishnava, then Uttam Vaishnava. So he gives each year a better and better realization for the same question asked. So Srimad Bhagavatam begins with, the first chapter is questioned by the sages. Right? It begins with the questions. And we know there are six famous questions. Right? And when the sages ask the questions, We see there is so, even within the question, as we said, even the question, chanting the question, understanding the questions is equally glorious than equally glorious like we understand and chant the answers. Right? Within the questions, the sages give such a beautiful realization while asking the questions. Right? So they say, they ask many questions in the beginning with the first chapter and intermittently also. In the 16th chapter again they ask the questions. Please tell, why did Maharaj Parikshit only punish the Kali? Why did he not kill the Kali? He would have killed the Kali, you know, would have very nice time, would have much lesser difficulty in practicing Krishna consciousness. Right? Why did he not kill the Kali only? Right? Why did he leave him for creating so much troubles? And then they say, please narrate these topics if it leads to Krishna Katha. Athavasya padamboja makaranda liham satam kim anya rasadalape ayusho yada satvaya. So they said, we want to, ultimately if it leads to Krishna Katha, please speak, because we want to drink the honey of the nectar from Krishna's lotus feet. Kim anne asad alap hai? What is the use of other talks by which the life will simply be wasted? Ayusho yad asad vaya. Kim anne asad alap hai? Brachandar Prabhu's grandfather, I sometimes used to go and see him. He used to say, Krishna katha hi katha baki sab vyatha. That actually Krishna katha, that is the only, you know, good thing in this world. Everything else is useless at best, or a source of trouble, you know, at the worst, or source of many troubles. Krishna katha hi katha baki sab vyatha. Vyatha means useless or a source of many troubles. Right? So similarly, right here the sage is, kim anne asad ala pair. What is the use of other talks, right, by which the life will simply go waste? Right? And Sut Goswami highly appreciates, right? So within the question is such great siddhant. So Sut Goswami highly appreciates and he congratulates. Munaya sadhu prishtoham bhavadbhir loka mangalam yatkrita krishna samprashno enatma suprasidati. Right, so he said, Munaya sadhu prishtoham. Sadhu means very good. You have asked such beautiful question. This question, bhavadbhir loka mangalam, this question will lead to everyone's benefit. The entire world will benefit. Actually, entirely all the living entities will be benefited, not just humans. Right? Because these questions relate to Krishna. Yat krita krishna samprashno. Krishna katha will follow, right, from these questions. And it will completely satisfy yenatma suprasidati. It will completely satisfy the soul. Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj, when he asked so many beautiful questions, especially at the end of the 19th chapter, that what is the duty of a person in general and specifically at the time of death? Shukdev Goswami also congratulates. Varyaneshate prashna krito lok hitam nripa atmavit sammata pumsam shrutavyadishu yapara. Varyaneshate prashna krito lok hitam nripa. These questions are excellent, varyanesh. You have, like the sadhu prishto, similarly Sukhdev Goswami says, varyaneshate prashna, very excellent questions. Krito lok hitam nripa, the same thing, it will be for everyone's benefit. Atmavit samta pumsam. Atmavit means those who know the science of the soul. These questions are approved by the great transcendentalists and they are the highest subject matter for hearing. Shrotavya adishu ya parat. So similarly we see Shukdev Goswami when he says, I will, again in second canto Parikshit Maharaj asked many questions, and in response to that Shukdev Goswami says, All such similar questions were also asked by Mahatma Vidur to Maitreya. So I will narrate to you Vidur Maitreya Samvad in response to your questions asked in the second canto, 8th chapter. And when Parikshit Maharaj hears that, oh, you are going to narrate what Mahatma Vidur inquired, he became very enlivened, right? And what does Parikshit Maharaj says? Nahi alpartha deyostasya vidurasya malatmana. That his question, nahi alp artha adeyostasya vidurasya amalatmana, tasmin variyasi prashna sadhu vad upabrahmita. That his questions cannot be of, you know, low value. Like so many questions we ask, right? What is happening? India today, world today, Kali today, right? So many things we inquire in this world, what is happening? Right? He said, no, but his questions cannot be of less value. And nahi alpartha adivastasya vidurasya amalatmana. He is a pure-hearted soul. His questions must be of great value. Right? Tasmin variyasi prashna. Great, he must have asked an excellent question. I want to hear, what question did he ask of Maitreya? Say it. Right? And this question again, he says, must be approved by the great transcendentalist. Right? Such question. So we see, you know, that these questions asked by the great soul, they have such great value. Right? So the questions themselves are perfect. Right? Just by even understanding and chanting the question, one can achieve all perfection. Right? Like that. That is the value of these questions. Right? So, we see that there are many beautiful aspects of the question themselves which have been pointed out by various speakers, and right? when they glorify the question, they point out various qualities of the questions. Right? Just like in the series of these verses, we discuss various qualities of questions. So we can actually see that the questions themselves are perfect. Right? So perfect can be the acronym for the qualities of the questions. So the P stands for that the questions are very purposeful. Rupa says, he himself writes in the purport that these questions are very purposeful because they deliver spiritual values. Right? Prabhupada used that word in regard to the question of Mahatma Vidur. These questions are very purposeful because they deliver spiritual values. Right? Or they are they aim at spiritual perfection. Right? So these questions are very purposeful. In the word E stands for that they are for everyone's benefit. Right? Krito loka hitam nipa and bhavad bhir loka mangalam. Right? So they are for everyone's benefit. Then R stands for that they are recognized by great saintly people. Such questions. Recognized by great saintly people. As we saw that how the great saintly people, Atmavit Samvata Pumsam, right? many other verses which describe that how these questions are recognized by great saintly people. Then for F, it stands for that these questions are full of meaning. Right? Nahi alpartha adivastasya vidurasya amalatmana. These questions are full of meaning. Right? And they're not alpartha. Right? Is full of meaning. The real stuff is there in the question itself. Right? The whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness we can see within the question. So the question themselves are full of meaning. Then the E stands for excellent subject matter for hearing. Excellent subject matter for hearing. Right? Shrotavya adishu yah para. So we are discussing how these questions are perfect. And each word highlights a quality of the questions. And thus, these questions should be carefully studied. C stands for this question should be carefully studied. And these questions should be taught to others. Not just the answers. Even the questions need to be taught to others. Right? So in this way, the questions are perfect. Right? Just like I'll take one question of Vidurji. It's a question, but it gives such meaning, such great meaning. And I will take another question of Maharaj Parikshit. So we'll just discuss two questions to see that how they are perfect. Right? So Vidurji asks, Sukhaya karmani karoti loko nate sukham vanya duparamam va vindet bhuyastad eva dukham yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadanna. Sukhaya karmani karoti loko. Vidurji is saying, everyone in this world performs activities for the sake of getting happiness. Nata sukham. They don't get it. Va anya duparamam va. Even the miseries do not go away. Right? What to speak of getting happiness, even the misery do not go away. Vindet bhuyas tadeva dukham. And often the miseries increase. Just like Prahlad Maharaj also said, Dukhoshadam tadape dukham. Even the misery opposite happens so often. Yad atra yuktam bhagavan vadanna. Please tell that how can one be connected with the Lord and attain true happiness which a person is searching. Right? So within the question itself, just see there's such great Siddhant, such great realization is there in the question itself. Right? There is another beautiful question by Maharaj Parikshit. Right? So Maharaj Parikshit says, Yena yena vatarena bhagavan haririshvara karoti karna ramyani manugyani jana prabho Yashinvato paitiratirvitrishna satvam tashuddhyati jirena pumsam bhaktir haro tat purusheja sakhyam tadevaharam vadamanyase chet. So he is saying, please describe yena yena vatarena, whatever activity the Lord has performed, you should all describe that to me. Right? Whatever activity Lord Hari has performed, tadevaharam vadamanyase, please speak all the activities. He is asking question, inquiring, speak the activities. Within the question, he gives seven benefits of hearing Krishna Katha. Can you imagine? Seven benefits of hearing Krishna Katha are there within the question. Such great realization within the question is there. Right? What does he say? Yena yena vatarena bhagavan haririshvara. The Lord, whatever activities has performed, karoti karna ramyani. First thing saying, this Krishna Katha is very pleasing to the ear. Karoti karna ramyani. And very pleasing to the ear. Just like Sukadeva Goswami says, Shrotavya adini rajalindara nidam santi sahasrasa. Right? People have thousands of subject matter to hear. But the ears are always empty. Ears are always hankering. Something new. Right? Prabhupada says, although people attend so many conferences, right? But the ears and the heart, they remain parched. You know, dry. When they become dry, they become parched. And the heart remains parched. Nothing, no satisfaction of hearing so many topics. Right? But just by hearing Krishna Katha, it is very even pleasing to the ear. Right? Even if, Vishwanath Thakur says, even if one doesn't understand the meaning, still Krishna Katha is pleasing to the ear. And if one can understand the meaning of it, then it is so much even pleasing to the heart. That's the second thing. Mano Gyani Chana Prabho. It is pleasing to the ears. And when one contemplates, when understands the meaning, it becomes very pleasing to the heart. Chaitanya charitrayai amritera sindhu, man karna tripta kare yara ek bindu. It's even Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, this activity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ocean of nectar. Even one drop can completely satisfy karan and man. Karan means the ear, man means the heart, okay, or the mind. So the mind and the ears and the mind will be completely satisfied. Okay. So, karoti karana ramyani, first is pleasing to the ear. Second effect, second benefit of hearing Krishna katha is manogyani jana prabho. It's very pleasing to the heart also. The heart will be satisfied. Okay. In fact, Sukadeva Goswami says, tad eva ramyam ruchiram navam navam, tad eva shashvan manaso mahotsavam. In fact, Krishna Katha is so pleasing to the mind that it is like perpetual festival for the mind. Tad eva ramyam ruchiram navam navam. Right? One will, for the ears, there is newer and newer subject matter. Tad eva shashvan manaso mahotsavam. It's a ongoing, perpetual festival for the mind. Tad eva shashvan manaso mahotsavam. Right? So there's the second aspect of Krishna Katha. And he says, Yarshinvato apayati aratir. By hearing Krishna Katha, apayati aratir. Aratir means indifference, lack of taste. Apayati means it will be vanquished. One's lack of taste will be vanquished by hearing Krishna Katha. Right? If one goes on hearing Krishna Katha, one may not have the taste in the beginning, but that lack of taste will go away. Yadi nahi buje keha shunite shunite seha kiyat bhuta chaitanya charita Krishna upajibe priti jani bera sera riti shuni lai bada hai hit. So even Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, even if one says, you know, I can't fully understand, you know, there are too much of shlokas, one after another, not very much understandable. Yadi nahi buje keha. Chaitanya Charitamrita has many Sanskrit quotations, right? There's too much of Sanskrit, too much of scholarly presentation, right? In the Bhagatam, I feel sleepy. Right? He says, okay, you know, whatever you are not feeling very much attracted, yadi nahi buje keha, you're not able to understand fully, but please hear it. Shunite shunite seha. Ki adbhuta chaitanya charit. The characters of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so wonderful that just by hearing it again and again, Krishna upajibe priti. One will develop, you will develop your affection, or we shall develop our affection, attraction toward the Lord. And we'll understand, janibe rasera riti. We will understand how the science of the mellows of Krishna consciousness. And one will gain immense benefit which one can't imagine. Shuni lai bada hai hit. Like that. Right? So the lack of taste will go away. One's attraction toward Krishna will develop just by hearing. And one will be greatly benefited beyond one's imagination. Apayati aratir. This question. Seven benefits of hearing Krishna Katha within the question we are studying. The third is apathy, aratir. Fourth is vitrishna. And vitrishna means not just the lack of taste will go away, but one will hanker to hear about Krishna more and more. Right? Not just that lack of appetite will go, but the strong appetite will develop. And vitrishna. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, he, in the beginning of 10th canto, right, in the beginning of 10th canto, at the end of 9th canto, Sukadeva Goswami summarized Krishna Leela, and he was thinking, you are fasting, you are not even drinking water, you might take some rest, and then we can continue, right? You are not slept for last 3-4 days, take few hours rest, get fresh, and then we'll continue. So he kind of summarized. Right? Wanted to give him Maharaj Parikshit a break. Right? End of the 4 days. But Maharaj Parikshit says, Avatiryaya Dorvamshe Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavana Kritvan Yani Vishvatma Tani No Vada Vistarat. He says, no, whatever activity the Lord has performed, right? The Lord appeared in Yadu Vamsha and He performed so many activities. Please describe all the activities in great detail. Do not summarize. Right? Just like when the time is getting over, we expect, you know, the speaker to summarize now, you know, and not give in detail. Right? Not Vistarat, but in summary. Please speak in summary. That is usually the expectation. Right? But Maharaj Parikshit says, Tani no vad Vistarat, not once. At least twice or thrice in the beginning of 10th canto, he says, please speak in great detail, elaborately. I'm not going to take any break, no water, no food, right? And Sukhdev Goswami becomes very alive and Sadhu Prishta Mahabhaga Toya Bhagavatottama said, you are the best among the Bhagavatas. Right? Among all the Bhagavatas, the devotees of the Lord, you are Bhagavatottama. Why? Yan Nutanayasa Ishasya Shinvan Api Kathamuhu. Because you are finding, although you are hearing Krishna Katha for the last 4 days, you have heard Krishna Katha since your childhood, right? But still you are finding this to be so new, right? You are hankering to hear more and more. And then Sukadeva Goswami gives the example. Satamayam sarabhritam nisargo yadarthavani shuti chetasamapi pratishanam navyavadachyutasayat striyavitanam ivasaduvarta. That you are, this is the nature of the great soul, satamayam, sarbhritam, those who accepted the sense of the life. Yadarthavani shuti chetasamapi. They consider this Krishna Katha to be of only value in life. Right? And pratishanam navyavad achyutasayas. They find this Katha to be ever new at every step. Just like people find talk about Striya Vitana Miva Sadhu Varta. It's like those who are attached to women, they find talk about women to be ever new. Right? Talk about activities between man and woman to be ever new. Similarly, you are finding Krishna Katha to be ever new. Therefore, you are the best among the Bhagavatas. Right? So Sukhdev Goswami himself feels so enlivened when he hears, when he sees that how Maharaj Parikshit has developed great hankering to hear Krishna Katha. So that is the fourth benefit of hearing Krishna Katha. Then sattvam cha shuddhyati. One's heart will be completely purified even from the last traces of any kind of passion or ignorance. Right? Sattvam cha shuddhyati. Prabhupada says, the existential position of the core of the heart, right? It will be completely purified. Existential position of the core of the heart, right? Deep within the core, you will note none of the traces, right? Just by hearing Krishna Katha, right? Just like in the verses from the Bhagavatam, Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki Tata Rajastamo Bhava Kamalo Badayaschaye Chet Etair Anavidham Sitam Satve Prasidati. The first canto also this Siddhant has been described. Satvam cha shuddhyati achiren pumsam. Achiren means very soon. Very soon once the core of the heart, existential position of the core out of the heart will be purified. And then bhaktir haro. Right? One will develop firm attachment. Bhaktim haro. Right? Bhaktim haro, firm attachment to the service of the Supreme Lord. And tat purushe cha sakhyam. And one will develop friendly disposition toward the devotees of the Lord. Tat purushe cha sakhyam. That's the seventh. So bhakti haro, firm attachment to the service of the Lord, and friendly disposition towards the devotees, tat purushe cha sakhyam, who they belong to him. This seventh point is quite amazing, because we see so many devotees in Bhagavatam in front of the Lord, right? They are in front of the Lord and they are asking that may we have the attachment to hear and chanting about you in the association of our devotees. May we attain the association of our devotees, right? It's quite surprising. Usually we think we'll tolerate the association of devotees for some more years, right? Till we achieve the Supreme Lord, right? Then I'll be relieved from the painful association, right? Sometimes this kind of thought may come, you know, because when we stay together, always there may be some clash of interest or, you know, so on. Different people have different habits and so on. So therefore we may think that, you know, I will tolerate for some more time, right? Because it is important, right? But when the Lord is pleased, He will relieve me from this situation. But it is put as the ultimate goal, you know, like even in front of the Lord, that devotees are praying for this benediction. Right? Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami also describes Krishna bhakti janma moola hai sadhu sang. The root cause for the development of devotional service is sadhu sang. Krishna prema janme te ho puna mukhya ang. Even after development of love for Krishna, it remains one of the most important limbs. Te ho puna mukhya ang. Dhu Maharaj also prayed, toi me prasanga. Bhaktim mahu pravahatam toi me prasanga. Right? In front of the Lord, he is saying, those who constantly offer devotional service to you, let me have their prasanga. Prasanga means intimate association, right? Intimate association, not just association, simple association. Not just we can see each other's face or something, you know. But very intimate association he prays for. Bhaktim mahu pravahatam, those who constantly serve you, I want their intimate association. Toi me prasanga. And if you see Maharaj Parikshit, right? He also prays that even if I have to come back, I don't mind. Right? What is that verse? Punascha bhuyat bhagavate nante maitriyastra sarve tu. Punascha bhuyat bhagavate nante ratir prasangas tad ashriyeshu. Right? Punascha bhuyat bhagavate. Punascha bhuyat, I have to come again. Punascha bhuyat bhagavate nante ratir prasangas tad ashriyeshu. Right? Attraction towards hearing about the Lord, and prasanga, again you use the same word. Prasanga tad ashriyeshu. I want the intimate association of those who have taken shelter of you. Okay? Even Vritrasura prays, Mamuttam shlok janeshu sakhyam samsara chakre bharmatasu karma bhi. Again and again, like this theme has been repeated. Right? In front of the Lord, the devotees, after achieving Him, the ultimate goal, they are praying, may we have the intimate association of your devotees. Tat purushe cha sakhyam. So therefore that's the seventh. By hearing Krishna Katha, one will develop friendly association with the devotees. Tadev haram vad manyase chet. Please speak tadev haram. Haram means about Hari. Please speak about that Lord Hari. Vad manyase chet. And Prabhupada says, haram also means, therefore, please give me a garland of the glories of the Lord. Right? Usually, a person who is hearing, he offers a garland to the speaker. Parikshit Maharaj is requesting, please give me a garland. Right? Please put a garland of the Lord's glories around my neck. Right? In the form of, when you glorify Him, that is like a beautiful garland. I want to wear that around my neck. So that makes the devotee beautiful. Right? So in this way, these questions are so glorious, right? So I mainly focus on the glories of questions, right? Everything is there within the question itself. What to speak of the answers then, right? What to speak of the answers then? So coming back to Maharaj Nimi, who is asking various questions, right? Even he says, at atyantikam shemam prichamu bhavato anagha samsaru asmin shanarthe pi satsang sevadhi nirnam. Right? We studied that question also. Right? So he also asked such a beautiful question where he says, please tell me, at atyantikam shemam, what is the highest good? I want to know what is the highest good. And then what he says, at atyantikam shemam prichamu bhavato anagha samsare asmin shanardhopi satsang sevadhi nirnam. Even association of such pure devotees like yourself, he's telling the Navayogendras, is the highest benediction one can ever have, right, within this samsara. Jai Granthra Srimad Bhagatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. The time is already over, so we will not be able to have any questions, right? Hare Krishna, thank you very much.